Okay, my friends, let's get down to business. Le memira, the aid nase dayon. Le mastisin the lord rabbi Akiva, the Gemara is saying, what you are telling me is that aid is nase dayon. Now, my friends, where do we say that? Where in this Mishnah, if you had to pinpoint somewhere in the Mishnah, obviously you want to start from the top and go order to the bottom. Where would you say, aha, there it is, the memra. I looked around. I didn't see check all the Rishonim, but I'm trying to find where is the lememra coming from? What is when the Gemara says that means to say? Where would you say that there's the first place in the Mishnah that I can
second case?
That was Mati Zhalozhinsky. It sounded like to me. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, so it was.
The second. So he case, wants to say the second case of Ru'u Bezdin Bilvad. And that's what also David Shore is saying. I want to know if there's anyone that has any other suggestions. I'm checking here on the Sefer Sifsei Chacham to see.
I know it's not going in the second case, but I'm just saying it would make more sense.
How do you know it's not going in the second case? What do you think it's going on? What does it seem like it's going on? On the first case or the third case?
No, the third.
But it sounds like from the floor of the Gemara, it's going on the third case. I mean, that's where we're up to now. That's what it sounds like. But I didn't see it. It doesn't say it in the Mefurish. I'm trying to see if anyone. Let me see. You know what? I'm going to check. I have a Mesivita in front of me. See how they translate the word lememra. Does anyone think there's a raya from the first case? Now, no, I know the way Dovi works. Floor. Dovi's thinking. Obviously, if that's what Rebbe's saying, then clearly the answer is going to have to be yes. Dovi's got that's the way Dovi works. Anyway, but Chesky's saying something else. Let me see. Hold on a second. Let's see what it says in the Sifta. I got it. Go, Chesky. Go for it.
We spoke about before the idea that maybe the Edom could be witnesses, meaning they don't have to do anything, but just seeing it makes them Edom. And then in the first case, Ru'u Bezdin V'chal Yisrael, Bezdin witnessed the moon. That would be the first case where you could see it from, where Aid Nastadayim.
The Chayr, you could see it already from the first case, kind of, says Chesky. Because in the first case, also Bezdin was witness. Again, Rashi says, what does it mean, Aid Nastadayim? Misheroi liyois Aid Badover Nastadayim. So you should be able to see it already in the first case. But interesting, as I'm reading over here in the Masifta, the Masifta says, "Lamemra de nasadayim shaharei shloishes hadayonim rohu es halavana huim l'shamish ke'edim." Of a pikim of word mishnah shulchan la'adun bedaver l'kadosh zachodesh. So, what is shloishes? Which one is the Masifta mashma? Is the case of eid nasadayim only the anyone? Only the third case, according to what the Masifta is saying.
So why did the Gemara have to have a Kamash Malan of Mumcha then? Why couldn't we have this as the Kamash Malan?
That's a good question. Good question. We'll see, I guess. But I think that the Masifta might actually be wrong on this one. No, because he says Shleisha. The case of Ru'u Bezdin Bilvad is not Shleisha. It's either Chaf Gimel or Ayin Aleph. But it's not talking about three over there. The Mishnah says that case is two of them leave and no one replaces them. So obviously you're going to starting off over there with more than three in the second case. That's what Tosfos says. It's Bezdin of Chaf Gimel. He said maybe according to the Rambam, it's Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. But so I'll explain to you why I think it can't be a raya from the first case. Well, who is suggesting it was a raya from the Reisha? Chesky. Because Lemaisa, you have to know Rayas, you have to be very careful. What is the din in the first case of the Mishnah? What's the outcome of the first case of the Mishnah?
Me'ober.
Me'ober. So was Bezdin Mekadesh to Chodesh in the first case of the Mishnah?
No.
No. So can you tell me conclusively that Eid Nasadayin from the first case of the Mishnah?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Otherwise, the Mishnah wouldn't have said, "V'layis speak ulaymar." You don't need to come on to that.
Although well, speak of the Lomer is actually the case of the of Nechkua Edim, but even in the first case, but you, the Maisa Din is Lomer. Maybe somehow the Chiddush of the Mishnah is good for that. Rubez and Mechal Yisrael, but being that Bezin saw, they can't be Mekadosh the Chiddush. I don't know. I wouldn't say it's conclusive at the moment because after all, what is the outcome? It's Me'uber. So I'm more comfortable with why in that case we didn't make any mention of Eid Nasa Dayan because in the end of the day, the Eid is not Nasa Dayan and the Dayan's not Nasa Eid because in the end of the day, the month is Me'uber. Just what Chesky is pointing out is that, so then what's the Chiddush of that case? The Gemara comes to one conclusion, but I don't know, maybe that's only the conclusion because we don't have a problem with Eid Nasa Dayan. Maybe we would have come up with something else. Maybe we would have constructed a different Chiddush. I don't know, Chesky. I don't know. I wouldn't say it's conclusive. I'm definitely more comfortable bringing a raya from the second or third case. However, if you ask me, there's a raya already from the second case. Ru'u Bezdin, Bilvad, Yamdu Shnayim, and they're Idu B'fneiv, Yer Mekudesh Mekudesh. The other ones are all Lichura. They are all Edom and Dayanim. So this that the Masifta says, Sharei Shloishas HaDayanim Ruas HaLavana, makes it sound like it's only raya from the third case. I don't know if that's really true. I don't know. I think there's a raya even from the second case of this Mishnah. Second din of the Mishnah. That's what it appears to me. Is there any reason why there's no raya from the case of Ru, Bezdin, Bilvad? Right. The second case is talking about more than three. Doesn't mean he's acting as a Dayan. Rashi says Misha Roy Elioi's aid. Doesn't mean he's actually acting as a Dayan. That's what's important in this Rashi. We'll get back to that in a second. So now, it seems from our Gemara, I'll get back to that in a second. Our Gemara seems to say, do we paskin in the maskan of the Gemara? I think you all hopefully saw the Gemara. In the end of the day, when after the dust settles, do we paskin in our Gemara, aid is nasadayin or aid is not nasadayin? How do we come out? Anyone, what would you say?
Not.
We say aid is nasadayin or not nasadayin? Who's that aid? Who's talking there?
Mati.
Mati says, ain aid nasadayin. Does anyone come? Anyone has a maskana in our Gemara that aid is nasadayin? So I think that our Gemara is coming out that only benogadin and nefashos ain aid nasadayin. However, benogadin to other things, aid is nasadayin. The Rishonim asked the question, the Ritva and others, that but the Gemara in Gittin comes out ain aid nasadayin. And our Gemara seems to come out that only by dinin nefashos we say ain aid nasadayin, but everywhere else is aid nasadayin. That's the kasha. So I want to tell you what I think the teretz is. Just to be clear, I'm trying to drill this into you. Says the Ritva, there's two different types of aid nasadayin. There's one sugya of aid nasadayin is someone who testifies. Can he also be a judge? He is testifying. I'll say he's got skin in the game. He's got skin in the game. He testified. Can he also be a dayan? So I understand that very simply from a logical place. I think in all judicial systems, probably, you can't testify and also judge on the case. We'll see in the Rishonim why. That's one Gemara and Gittin. And over there we come out ain aid nasadayin. Our sugi is not talking about that the quote unquote aid is testifying. All the aid is doing is witnessing, but he never gets into the booth. He witnessed, but he doesn't testify. Over there, our Gemara seems to come out aid nasadayin. You can do it. Why? Because I don't have skin in the game just because I saw it. So that doesn't make me in any way a negay of a dove. I have no agenda because I wasn't an eight. So that's the Gemara talking about. Maybe when someone saw himself, that's the way Rashi says. Take a look at Rashi again. The member of the aid nasa dying. The bottom Rashi and Chafayim and base. Misha roi liois aid bedover nasa dying. Someone that's possible to be an aid. He's a candidate to be an aid. Is nasa dying. The elu kulam ruuyim liois aidim shari shekulam roo. They all saw. So therefore, they are all potential aidim. So that's our sugya. So how do we paskin our sugya? Aid nasadayim. The only exception is Eli. What's the only exception? Dinei nefashos. Okay. But in the sugya in Gittin, it says ain aid nasadayim. What does that mean? That means that if the aid testifies, he can't be a dayim. So I want to, but I want to be mechalik between the sugyas. You understand? There's two different degrees of aid nasadayim. Yeah, there's one thing is when someone testifies, can he then also be on the what's it called?
On the jury?
The judge, the court. So if he's a witness, it can't be part of the jury. That's one. When I say he testifies, I want to use that word, he testifies. Once I testify, I can't be on the jury. There's something else. Is someone just saw the crime with his own two eyes. He's not testifying. Can he be on the jury? So that is our sugya. Willy Rashi says it, Misha Roy Leois Aid. He is capable of being an aid. Did he actually testify in our sugya? No. Because our sugya we're saying is two people get up, they're the aidim, they recuse themselves from Besdin. They are not on the Besdin. And the one who was left there remains on the Besdin. Now, did he also witness what they witnessed? Yes. Yes. Did he testify what they testified? No.
No.
So that's why in our sugya we can paskin aid nasa dayan. Even though in the other sugya we say ein ha'aid nasa dayan. Is that clear? I'm David. Clear. Anyone have any questions? Is that clear? Yes.
We're making the differentiation between Dina Nefashis and everything else, or we're saying only by Kisha Chodesh it works?
It sounds like Dina Nefashis and everything else. In Dina Nefashis, we're saying even if I just witnessed the crime, so then I can't be part of the Besdin. But everything else, as long as I don't testify, I can be a part of the Besdin, can be part of the jury. But so these are the two different Dina.
Like that, no?
Correct. We'll come out, it seems like by Maman, if I witness the crime, I could still be a dayan.
Why are we not worried about Nagias by Mom?
Hold on, Chesky, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Correct. Right, so if they choose to be Adam, they can't be Dayanam. They could choose to be Dayanam, they could choose to be Adam. They could be whatever they want. They have the choice over here in arts to get. As long as I don't testify, I could be on the jury, even if I saw it. So even though Chesky, I don't really even understand why someone that's witnessed a crime can't be on the jury. So the Gemara says, because you have to be able to find a schus. Well, if I saw him kill, so then why do I have to find a schus? He killed. And if he didn't kill, so then I wouldn't have seen him kill. So it's like a little bit of a stretch to me. Like I have to be able to like be open-minded before the case starts. So that's a special example when it comes to DNA nefashis. But by moment, I saw you broke his window. Well, I have to walk in like open-minded. I saw you broke the window. You broke the window. What do you want from me? I'm not being open-minded. I have nothing to be open-minded about. It's not that I have like an agenda against you because I saw you broke the window. I saw you broke the window. So, but over here, when it comes to Dina Nefashis, we want to be as careful as possible. We do not kill an innocent man, even though I don't understand how he could be innocent. I saw him kill with my own two eyes. So So we'll have to figure that out. That'll be for tomorrow, hopefully.
In my head, it's just the opposite, Rebbe. In my head, it's...
Okay,
it's,
well, your head is a pretty, very, very beautiful place.
Baruch Hashem. Complicated and beautiful.
Mine's also complicated. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. What were you going to say? In your head, it was just the opposite. Tell me why.
Because in my head, a judge has to have no negias whatsoever. And yeah, Lemaisa, if you saw the guy kill the guy or saw the guy steal money or whatever it may be, you have negias. That's the way it is. And we don't want negias in the court system.
Why is that negias?
We don't really care that much anyway, so we're willing to let it slide.
Why is that negias? I saw him kill someone. I like him. He's a good friend of mine. He's a nice guy. He killed someone. What? That's cool that I have negias?
Of course, it's not impartial because you're going with what you thought you saw. Maybe you didn't see correctly.
Hold on. Time out. When Adam come in, are they going with what they thought they saw?
Yeah, that's their job. So your job is to decide.
If that was true, then one guy in the scene, then he should be able to ask him, why was the process in progress? Obviously, he was saying it's not enough. But him saying it is enough to skew his judgment that he's not looking at the case.
I think that you saw it. I like him. I don't want to kill him. I have no interest in killing him. I'm not trying. I understand what you're saying. We're adding an extra level, and now it makes sense to me, Chesky, but I still see it as an extra level of examination. But in theory, I saw him kill. I saw it. I watched it.
Rabbi, Aleph Alpha have no, dollars.
Bez, you can't pass him without Bez. That's just Bez.
And this takes
the why does it take away the process? What takes the process? I saw it. It doesn't. The judges can establish it. They can establish it. They saw it. So I don't see why it's not a problem. Why not? That's not the way that Rabbi Tarfon says you can. Why? Because they saw it. What's the problem? They saw it. They saw it. It's not. I don't understand. I understand that what Rabbi Kiva is saying is we're in an extra level of protocol to be extra careful. But to me, they're not coming in prejudiced because of it. An aide that testifies, I understand why he's prejudiced. Because once I'm testifying, I'm not going to be willing to see anything else. But over here, it's not a problem. But he's not, there's nothing else to see.
What's he doing? He's not being a
diamond.
It's a fake.
It's a fake.
Well,
it's not a fake. Who said he has to listen? He doesn't need evidence because he saw it. In the Hanami. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need it because he knows that he knows. Everybody, so let's hold off on this. We're going to have to try to discuss it later. But this is what we're coming out. Let's get it clear. We'll try the night seder, everybody, so we can talk about it. Here it goes. Just to get it clear again. Can a person who saw either the crime or saw the event, can he be a dayan? The answer is yes, except for dinei nefashos. Can a person who testifies on something also be a part of the jury? The answer is no. Now, but I want to discuss, these are two different types of eid nasa dayan, and perhaps they are fundamentally different. As follows. Is eid nasa dayan, is it a feller in the eid, or is it a feller in the dayan? Is aid nasa dayan a feller in the aid, or is it the feller in the dayan? Feller means, is it a chisaron in that your aidus is not admissible, or you're now puzzled to be a dayan? Which one is it?
Dayan
for sure. Dayan's a simple
one. For sure. Not. I'll show you, my friends. We gave out Mara McClamis. I got it here. Let me try to show it to you. If you take a look in the Tosfos that we photocopied here in Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Omer Beis, says Tosfos, V'tam de'ein ha-me'id nasa dayan. Why can one who is made not be a dayan? Yesh meforshim yishum dahavar le'edus shi'i ato yochol lahazima. Tekivon, shu'u atzmoy eid v'dayan. What is Tosfos saying? What's the problem? Ain hameid nasa dayin. Why not? What's the chisaron? Chesky?
you can't make him into an Eid Zayman because he's the judge.
So is that a problem with the Eidus or is that the problem with the Dayanus?
Problem with the Eidus.
That's a problem with the Eidus. It's Eidus, Shiat Yochel Azima. It's Eidus that is not admissible in court. There's many types of Eidus, Shiat Yochel Azima. There's nothing wrong with, nothing to do with being a Dayan. What's another case of Eidus, Shiat Yochel Azima, which we spoke about either yesterday or the day before, being made on a piece of Trefa. So that's Eidus, Shiat Yochel Azima. This is a problem with the Eidus. So at least in the first Teretz of Tosis in Baba Kama, the problem of Eid Nasa Dayan is your Eidus is not Niskabel. Now, what
Why
about
Eidus Shiat Yochel Azima?
Because I got skin in the game, and if I'm going to be Mazin myself, so then I'm going to punish myself. So obviously, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that this Eidus stands. So this court, at least this court in front of us, does not have, it has an agenda not to allow this Eidus to be proven false.
There's no way that if Adam Zaymim come up, then like you have to like take yourself out of the court or something like that. There's no way we could come up with something like that.
So Tosis talks about what about being mazan them in a different bezdin. Tosis talks about that. But our kopanim for our purposes, that's the discussion of Tosis. According to this at this stage of Tosis, the din of Eina Eid Hameyid Nasa Dayan is a din in the Eidos. Now what about if a Dayan sees the crime, doesn't testify, never testifies, but he saw the crime. When Rabbi Akiva says that they cannot be a Dayan, is that a problem? Chisaron in the Eidos or is that Chisaron in the Dayanus? Clearly, over there, it's going to be Chisaron and the Dayanus. Why? Because over there, he's not even trying to be an aid. He's just trying to be a Dayan. He saw what he saw. So because he saw it, now he can't be a Dayan. That's clearly a pasulus in Dayanus. So there's a fundamental difference between these two types of aid nasa Dayan, perhaps. One is a din mitzad the aid being pasul. The other one is a din mitzad the dayan being pasul. So we paskin eina aid nasa dayan. That's not allowing. Who am I looking at? Oh, how you doing? Good to see you. I'll be done in a few minutes. One is a chisaron in eina aid nasa dayan mitzad the aid. We're going to pasul the aidos if he's also going to be a dayan, but we're not going to pasul the dayan just because he saw Arias Eidus. Rabbi, so we're going to continue with this. I'm just going to stop with one other Shaila, which we're going to discuss. Okay, the Shaila is as follows. I got a major problem, which has not been brought up here. Can Bezdin that saw a moon during the day be Mekadesh the Chodesh without anyone else testifying? Ra'uhu Bayoim. They saw it during the daytime. Can Bezdin be Mekadesh the Chodesh on their own? What do you think? Without any Eidus. Hold on.
Yes.
Do you have a Raya? Dovi says yes. Do you have a Raya?
Because we never said that there was a Din Eidus in the Mishnah by Kiddush HaChodesh. We said that.
I want a Raya. Not Rashi. It's a Gemara says, Lo teishmi gudayle mei re'iya. What do you need Eidus for? What does the Gemara answer? Mati? What does the Gemara answer? I lo teishmi gudayle mei re'iya. What do you need Eidim for? It answers the Gemara. Anyone?
Ru balayla.
Because they saw it at night. They can't pass an alpi their re'iya. But if they saw it by day, and they pass an alpi their re'iya, what do you see in the Gemara?
Yes.
So now I have a kasha. Can an aid hameid be a dayon? Yes or no? No. Here, Bezdin is paskining based on their own re'iya. So Bezdin is paskining there being the judge, the jury, and the prosecutor. Because they're paskining based on their own re'iya. Why is that not a problem of aid nasa dayon? And even though it says in our Gemara that we paskin that that's only a problem in the Gedin in the Pashais, that's just an aid that's royally said. But over here, they're paskining on their own re'iyah. So they don't have any other Edim. In the cases, our Gemara, we're saying we're using other Edim. So therefore, they're not paskening based on their Riyah. But in the case of Lotei Shmei Gedoyla Riyah, they are paskening based on their own Riyah. How does that work? It's something we will discuss, Beis Hashem, hopefully, tomorrow, my friends. Make it a great day.